Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from Fort Lauderdale. This is Nate Klarfeld, and this is Stonewall Live, the best of gay and lesbian book, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, I have April Claxton as a special guest. She's an acclaimed psychic medium, author, life coach, and motivational speaker. April has captivated hearts worldwide. In her radio show, The Movement Within Radio, which joined CBS Radio in May 2011, April uses her natural abilities to bring hope, inspiration, and guidance to humanity. April's written some great books, and we're going to talk about them in a minute, but first I want to say hi. Hello, April. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I am, like, so excited. I have just been reading all about you and following you on The Movement Within. I've listened to a couple of your shows, and I am totally captivated. That's all I have to say.
Well, it's, you know what? It's fun. And when you interact with people and you start motivating people and you get people excited about being excited about themselves, you know, a lot of wonderful things start to happen. You can't help but get excited.
Right, exactly. It's very infectious. I want to start to talk to you about the book, mainly because I'm a grandparent, and I have a little 20-month-old, and I'm ready to buy the book, the wonderful new book, Good Night, Just the Same. The book has had absolutely rave reviews. I'm going to let you talk about the book in a minute, but this is a book that I cannot believe took this long to write. I've been in the book. Yeah, but go ahead and tell us what the book's about. It is a children's book, so it's even going to be super popular, but please go ahead and talk about it.
Well, no, I mean, it is a children's book. I'm a mom. I am, you know, I mean, everybody has their own coming out story, and I'm very happy to say I'm a professional, very open and very out lesbian. And it's the one thing in my life that has made my life open up. And, you know, I have a beautiful 9-year-old, and I was raised with step-parents and, you know, divorced background. And, you know, and I got to a point where for 9 years I read all these amazing stories to my daughter, but none of them other than Heather Has Two Mommies, there were really no books out there about every family. And, you know, I remember her having just a few kids in her class that had two moms or two dads, or, you know, some kids had no parents, you know, and their grandparent was raising them. But, you know, it's almost like a lot of these kids are kind of kept on the sidelines. Why all the kids that with the moms and the dads, you know, they're almost allowed to partake in what's called family. And I thought that was a little unfair and very untruthful, unrealistic, because nowadays thousands upon thousands of happy, thriving children have one mom, two moms, a stepmom, a stepdad, two dads. You know, there are children thriving all over the world with very, with their own family dynamic. And all of those dynamics are normal. And, you know, stereotypes make, you know, what's not the norm abnormal. And I don't believe in abnormal. So I wanted to write a good night story. I was very much inspired by the book Good Night Moon. And it occurred to me that, you know, to the moon is probably the most non-judgmental thing. And at night, the moon tucks every family in just the same. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't ask questions. You don't have to make a certain group feel comfortable just so you can go to sleep. And, you know, I wanted to make it very, very positive. And I wrote it, and God brought me the most amazing illustrator, Diane Koziel-Kruger, who devoted amazing amounts of time. She did everything from the front cover all the way to the back cover. The book has been reviewed by Melody Beating, who is a New York Times bestselling author. She wrote Codependent No More. I mean, there's millions of her books have sold. TV Guide Network, I was blessed to come across an amazing affiliate of them, Linda J. States. And, you know, the book is just kind of taken on a little life of its own, and it's extremely inspiring to kids young and kids old. But it really tells people that, you know, a family is a family as long as it comes from love, and to the moon, every family is tucked in just the same.
That is great. I didn't know that it was part of. It was inspired by Goodnight Moon. I read that to my son, and I also think I'm going to buy the book for my grandson and his family. And I also think the book is really important for traditional families because their kids are going to go to progressive schools or public schools or charter schools or even homeschools, but they're going to be meeting other children with non-traditional families. And like I think I've read somewhere 70% of children are raised in what was called a non-traditional family now, and which is ridiculous to think that there's anything traditional when that 70% of them are non. But anyway, I want this book to be picked up by the heterosexual community to kind of train and make it acceptable that your friend Jason might have two moms or one dad or two dads or a stepmom. And I think that's a wonderful tool this book is going to be for everybody, all families, you know. And it's a great, you've done a great thing with this book. It's a really amazing accomplishment, and you should be commended.
Thank you. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow, beautiful, love her. She writes a blog, and I believe it's called Goop Be or Goop Make. But my sister forwarded me today's blog, and something had come across about the Bible, and her daughter came home from school. I think her daughter's name is Apple. And she said, Mommy, Mommy, you know, so-and-so in school has two mommies. And her reply was, how lucky is she? And all of a sudden, that child, Apple, thinks, you know, okay, so it's okay. Mommy's okay with it. That means I'm okay with it. So there's nothing strange about it. And it really begins at home because things are as normal as you make them, and they are as weird and as unacceptable as you make them. And you know what's funny is I'm sure you've heard of Gay Days in Orlando.
I was there.
We were there. I didn't do the family aspect of it. Next year I will, because I think I'm just getting a little too old for the, you know, slipping and sliding through the halls at the hotel. But it really is a great event because it's kind of died down a little, but it really supports and it inspires tons. There were tons of families there. I saw a male couple, and they both had shirts on that said, you know, together since 1993. And it really was sending out such a beautiful, positive message. And, you know, not too long ago, there was another very big event down in Miami Beach. And that event had like 400 and some odd arrests. And I thought to myself, I don't really think the numbers of arrests at Gay Days in Orlando was nearly as much as I believe it was a biker week down in Miami Beach. And, you know, so many people, they choose to focus on things that are gay people aren't going to hurt you, you know? And we were swimming in the pool, and some group hired an airplane to fly over that said, warning, Gay Days today. And, you know, they were putting the thing in the sky that said, God will forgive you. And it just baffled me that there are people that would spend time and energy because there are children watching this. And it's my goal to educate my child. Right. And teach her how beautiful life is, and not to look at the negative because it's going to be there, but we're going to really look at the positive, because then she goes to school, and then there are these children from traditional families, and they say, oh, my God, you know, this little girl is actually pretty well-rounded. She's fun. Right. Oh, my God, she comes from gay parents. Oh, my God, it's actually okay.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I have a friend who's running for city commissioner in Orlando. I won't say his name. I won't give him a plug here. But anyway, he has been watching this because, of course, Orlando and Orange County spent a lot of money bringing Gay Days in, so they have to kind of justify this. The crime rate goes down during the weekend of Gay Days, as does the crime rate go down during Pride weekends in New York City, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami. When they put out the call to the police departments in Broward County for working the Pride weekend here, there is an influx of policemen that want to work overtime that weekend because it's the easiest thing. There aren't arrests, there aren't fights, there aren't things. It's just, you know, traffic control and heat exhaustion. So yeah, we're a pretty boring group as a whole, like the last few years anyway. It was Hip Hop Weekend, by the way. It wasn't Biker Weekend. It was Hip Hop Weekend.
I just remember on the news it was like 400 some odd arrests, a very big shooting, and
killed. Yes, it was horrible. Yeah. We don't want to talk about that. We're going to talk about good and happy.
Oh no.
Okay, so I'm going to move away from books for a minute because so much of your life has to do with helping people one-on-one, either through your radio show, your writing, and also your personal positive readings, your personal psychic readings. Can you tell us your different mediums, types, and how you get information from people?
As far as intuitive information?
Yes. That's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the real good stuff.
You know what it is? All of us are intuitive. All of us. When your best friend calls you hysterical crying and you said, you know what, I told you to dump that guy 15 times. Our angels, our guides will channel through us. We are all amazing intuitive beings. The difference between people who do it professionally and, you know, people that always, they say to me, oh my God, I would love to do what you do. The only difference is I've had to learn how I receive my messages and, you know, how to step out of the way so divine information can work through me for somebody else. I read energy. That's all I do. And I have been hired by companies to come in and do corporate intuitive readings with the energy on the company, on employees, on the way that the, you know, departments are set up. I do couple readings, family readings. And it really is life coaching to me because you sit down. We do breathing exercises. I do a basic, a non-denominational prayer because prayer really is why I'm here. Whatever your higher power is, it connects all of us. And I let them talk through me. I just kind of open, I hold the space for what you need to hear right now. A lot of people get in trouble. People will get reprimanded. And these are things you know you should be doing in your life. And if you just did them, then you know that life would actually be better. And some of these things are very small, like, you know, you should get up 15 minutes earlier each day and you would not be rushing for the rest of the day. And people get a huge kick out of it because they say, how did you know that? But I already knew that. And, you know, it really is a reminder because I don't know you at all. So it's your guides guiding you through another human being. Normally, loved ones who have transitioned, now that's the difference between a psychic and an intuitive and a medium. A medium is able to pick up our loved ones from the other side. Mm-hmm. And I am a psychic medium, which means I hold the space, I give you intuitive messages from your guides and your grandmother, your mother's sister, friend from high school, they actually will push their way through.
Really?
The personalities are the exact same. They have to be. That's how they validate themselves. Sometimes they will show me their heart. They will yank on their throat. It's just a way that they validate how they passed. The greatest thing about what I do is it's not so much the messages from our loved ones. They will validate things, but they come through because they want you to hear everything else because you're still living. So, you know, they're really inspirational, very empowering. If you go to my website, you can read tons of testimonials people have put on the site. I have clients locally, nationally, internationally. I have celebrity clients. Melody Beattie, in fact, is a client of mine, and we did an article together called Life After Life. And, you know, she's very open about her website is called The Grief Club, and it's melodybeattie.net. She's on my website as well, and it's themovementwithin.com, so you can click to all these things. But
slowly, April, I'm going to interrupt you because you're excited, but I'm going to say The Movement Within, themovementwithin.com, spelled out, no spaces, themovementwithin.com. You'll be able to buy April's books, get her radio shows, read her testimonials, and learn so much more about her. Okay, go girl.
Okay. But, you know, it's great because I work with such a different array of people. I've helped a lot of people actually deal with deeper issues that they like to run away from. And, you know, and that's why the motto of the Movement Within is lifting humanity one heart at a time because it has to start with you. And a lot of us try to fix things externally. I see this a lot with relationships. We always think we're going to find the one. But until we make ourselves the one, you know, that one is actually like the addition to the entree. You're the entree.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a bunch of fun stuff. I could talk about, you know, intuition, metaphysics for hours. But did that help answer the question a little better?
Exactly. You exactly what I wanted, what we all wanted to hear. Okay. You're an open lesbian. I'm an openly gay man. What are the differences you've seen in your career of problems that gay and lesbians have versus traditional heterosexual couples or people or individuals?
Okay. Honestly, there are absolutely no differences. The only problem, if you are gay, own it. Because I don't care if you are straight, if you are gay, if you're confused or you are embarrassed, that's going to be a problem in any relationship. So if you are gay, own it and bring that confidence into the relationship. The same thing if you are straight. I don't care what you prefer, but be the best you can be. Too often, homosexual people, gay people, clients of mine, are not 100% out yet. They're not 100% comfortable. They may be out around a small number of people, but then corporately, with their family, friends, they are as straight as a nail. And the problem is they're very unhappy. They can't be themselves 100%. And so through a lot of my intuitive sessions, you know, it takes time. You're dealing with layers of why are they upset? Why are they afraid? You're dealing with acceptance issues. Most of it's fear. What if the world doesn't accept me? How can I accept myself? And, you know, I think for straight people it's a little easier because society is a little easier with that. But then there are so many straight people, and this goes right back into what I was talking about, who are not 100% straight.
That,
you know, I just want, you know, I have, I, and this is the best thing about being intuitive. Don't lie to me. Because I love when straight men, you know, try to hit on me, and I look at them and I'm thinking, buddy, you've got so many gay magazines in the bottom of your closet. You know, and it is just pathetic. And I just, you know, gay is so much more than just a sexual thing. You know, you can be emotionally turned on. You can be psychologically stimulated. It's the same thing as being straight. Whatever your preferences are, know your preferences. You know, you own them. But as far as communication issues, as far as respect, as far as forgiveness and learning to give and take, that is straight, gay, bi, trans. That is just being human.
That's true.
So, yeah.
I do want to mention really quick, we have a good time here. I don't know how fast I'm going to talk here. This Saturday, June the 11th, you can meet April live and in person at an event that is free and open to the public at the Stonewall National Museum and Archives. We are located at 1300 East Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's going to be a great time. We've got all afternoon. April's going to take questions. We're going to chit-chat. We're going to have a great time. So 1300 East Sunrise Boulevard this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. Okay, that commercial's over. Okay, one more. I have more questions. You have these little parties I've read about. Where you do psychic readings in groups. Tell me about that. That's fascinating.
I call them psychic flair parties because you can go to a lot of these metaphysical places and they have psychic fairs. But, you know, when you get around your friends and people that you can have a few drinks with, and I've done them a lot. A lot of people I work with are in addiction. So we don't really do, you know, the drinks. But when you are around people you are comfortable with, there's a lot of flair going on. So I call them psychic flair parties. And you get together, there's finger food. You know, the hostess or host really can plan it how they want. I have done them all over South Florida. I have done them in New Jersey. I've done them in West Virginia, Tampa. And you just, I've done them with 5 people, 25 people. And what we do is we begin, you know, I do a mass, a kind of like an energy setting. I explain things, I get everybody amped up, and then I kind of go off into a room, and everybody gets about a 15 to 20 minute personalized reading. I record it, I digitally record it, because you go through filters with readings. The first filter I call the Brat filter, because you go, oh my God, that's right, it's very overwhelming. Then when you go home and you listen to your recording, there are lots of other messages that continue to come through. But no, and then what happens is you go in, you sit, you kind of get a little bit of you get reprimanded. Your great uncle comes through, you come out, and there's a lot of bonding that goes on. You know, a lot of people were just seen for the first time clearly. I see right through people. And most people have so many walls up that they've never been seen 100%. So when they come out of the room, it's very cleansing. It's shocking, but everybody goes through it, so it's very bonding. But they're fun. They're very fun. I normally am worn out at the end of the event, but I love it. I love it. My favorite are the big muscle guys.
Uh-oh.
You know, they come in, they sit down with all their walls up, very skeptical, and I've had grown men completely in tears by the end of the reading. And it's just, it really is beautiful, and some of those men are some of my best clients to this day. They're big little boys, you know, and so, no, I definitely enjoy the flare parties. I love it. But I also do a lot of meditation, because meditation is a way that you can quiet your mind, and it really doesn't have to be complicated. There are tons of free meditations on my website, but that's just a few of the things that I do with the Movement Within.
Okay, great. I'm answering questions in the chat room
about this Saturday, so that's why you hear me click click clack. I'm producer, director, and everything else on this. I am like so excited to meet you. So I read where you also do phone psychic readings and not in person. Is that how does that work?
It's, you know, it's the same thing. There are some people that have to go into a complete trance to read people. For some reason, God has given me the ability just to read people with my eyes open, eyes closed, upside down, inside out. I went to Gay Days this weekend, and I said, I promised my partner, I'm not working this weekend. And, of course, you know, I had a beer or two, and I was in the corner of the pool, and you know, some girl I was talking to and her grandmother came through, and I can't turn it off. And the phone really, I have a lot of clients. I have a client in Africa. You know, I have to actually use the phone to work with most people, and I do Skype as well. So it's the same thing, exactly like you and I are talking. I just do it over the phone when we're in person. Some people prefer one-on-one in person, but the exact same thing in person can be done via the telephone, and I also record that as well. So you get that electronic recording emailed to you, so you have it. And what most of my clients do, I have clients that I've been working with monthly, bi-monthly, for the last year and a half. So when they start collecting their readings. And one specifically yesterday, I've been working with her since last summer, she goes back and listens to all her readings, and it shows her how much she has grown as an individual through relationships, through, you know, things she never thought she would be able to work through. But you do the work. I just hold the space, and I bring your awareness to things that, you know, you may not be able to see. But the phone is definitely a very important tool, you know, for my intuitive life coaching sessions.
Wow. Yes. Well, I'm familiar with life coaching. I've gone through life coaching, and it's how I got this Blog Talk Radio show. I had somebody. That's what my coach and I decided to do, and here I am. No, that's great.
Yay.
I'm very excited. Very excited. Okay, I'm going to go delve into your little history here. You are, and I'm sure this is out in the world, so I'm not outing anything. You're a victim of childhood emotional and physical abuse.
Yes.
Did that bring you closer to your intuitive feeling?
Let me tell you something. That's my whole neck rolling thing coming out here. I would go for years crying in my room wondering why God would put a child through this. And where I'm at now with my child, my partner, what I do professionally, the books I have written, I am so grateful for everything that I have gone through because it tore me down and got me to the bottom of the barrel, and I was able to learn how to build myself back up. And that's how, you know, when you are at the bottom, when you are below the bottom, and again, I said I work with a lot of people with addiction. I have, you know, food is my drug of choice. So, you know, when you're dealing with addictions, when you're dealing with, and addictions, my guest on my radio show this past Monday was Sherry Gaba from VH1 Celebrity Rehab. So we talked about, I'm talking Facebook as an addiction. A lot of these addictions are a result of so many repressed childhood traumas. You know, even if you were told as a child that you aren't, you're not smart, you're not able. People don't realize the effects of verbal abuse to children. They just don't get it. I would much rather have been punched in my face, as I was, multiple times, than the amount of verbal and emotional abuse I went through. Because you can't see the scars from verbal or emotional abuse, but you will feel them for the rest of your life. And I'm grateful. They are my war wounds. I'm very open about it, especially in my book, The 8 Steps to Ignite the Movement Within You. I talk about what I went through, and I'm not actually a better person because of it. I don't blame, you know, my past experiences. I always say life happens for you. It doesn't happen to you. And I'm just very grateful that my life has happened for me because I wouldn't be talking to you right now if it didn't.
Right. That's great. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. That was really nice. I'm like all tingly right now. That was a really nice thing. No, really. That was like life happens for you, not to you. I've never heard that before. I'm kind of moved. Hold on. Anyway, could you tell us the title of the 3 books you've written so far?
The very first one I wrote, and I honestly feel all of the books are channeled. I just sit and my fingers keep moving. I don't write an outline. The first book was called The Movement Within, 8 Steps to Ignite the Movement Within You. It's a very interesting book because I was invited to do a speech at a youth lockup facility. And I thought God was crazy. And I said, what do you want me to tell these children that have gone through worse than I have gone through? How do you want me, this white gay girl, to come in and motivate these children? And I came up with 8 steps that help walk you through your own movement. And people kept saying you need to do a class. I used to teach classes. So each class I would do a step, and then people kept saying put it into a book. And so I did. So each of the steps has their own chapter, and at the end of each chapter, there's a ton of questions that really get you to think about you. And the second book is a fun book, and in fact, if you go to my website and sign up for the free newsletter, you can actually download a free e-copy of the second book, which is called The Power of Self-Love, a mini book, because a little love goes a long way. And it's really cute, and it is, you know, the very first picture in the front is me when I was little, and I do a lot of inner child work because of what happened to me as an inner child. And, you know, I realized that over the years I disconnected from my inner child, who is my higher self. She did not disconnect from me. So the book is really cute. And I also use a lot of big font because I get really lost in a lot of the big books that have little font. And then the last book is the children's book, Good Night, Just the Same, which I wrote. It's illustrated by Diane Koziel-Kruger, and her website is ContagiousLLC.com. She's amazing. And it's also edited by Marissa Cohen, who is also an editor for She Magazine. Marissa's totally cool. She's on my website. She's the astrologer on the website. And she'll be there on Saturday as well with me. But those are 3 books.
Okay, good. Well, you know, we have 52 seconds left in the show. Is that amazing? This half hour just...
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
I want to ask you one last question. What is your prayer for everyone tonight?
My prayer for everyone tonight is to get out of their own way, to let go, let God, because when you let go, you let in. And I just want people to believe in who they are, take the support, take the hope, because sometimes when we receive hope, we are able to give hope. And if you need some help or you need some hand-holding, contact me, because that's why I'm here.
Thank you, April. I can't wait to meet you again on Saturday. And good night from Fort Lauderdale. Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you.